This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I wondered so when...
You know, Kate Steinle got shot in the back a couple years ago, and San Francisco said, well, he's an illegal alien, we got to let him go. You know, he admitted he did it. Well, now they won't let her in San Francisco put up signs of her face saying she had dreams, too. That video's coming out in the next segment. Ted Malik, again, we appreciate you joining us. Your new book's out about the secrets of business. Folks can find that. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com, TedMalik.com. We got 5 minutes left. You got to go. What are other big things you want to impart? What do you make of the big tax victory yesterday? Where do you think this is going next? How are they going to strike back? Because their Russia investigation's falling apart, been proven inside jobs spectacularly. It shows how arrogant they are, that it was so shoddy, how they paid for it. They admit it's fake. I mean, they should all go to jail. This is crazy.
Well, we'll have our special counsel in the new year, and hopefully we can pick up all those loose ends and bring them to justice. I was in tears yesterday when I saw the Republican Congress on the steps there with the president. And, I mean, it's just an incredible accomplishment. It's taken, you know, 3 decades to bring this about. It wasn't right overnight. But the leader of this whole exercise is a person that took center stage. He shared the stage with many of its authors, of course, but without Donald Trump, this wouldn't have happened. So he also, I remind your listeners, said in the White House, and again yesterday, words that we haven't
heard probably a decade from the White House. He's heard them from his own lips. Merry Christmas.
And again, it seems they make fun of it, but they're trying to ban it everywhere. That's what an incredible cult of control freaks these people are.
Oh, they've had this war against Christmas on for, you know, more than 2 decades, and Christmas has become an enormous, you know, commercial occasion now, so we've divorced it pretty much from its religious original context. So, I mean, where I'd want to go in this last few minutes is basically just to remind the listeners that, you know, my life, their lives are a gift. And so too are the goods that come to me and you, and the gifts that we're going to have under our tree in the next few days. They come from the source that granted life. And once we see the world in that way, which frankly is the way of faith, then we see the reality of gift love and how the world is ordered. And we see its power. We see the chain of gift and gratitude spread through all things. And it leads to our own spiritual well-being. And we can join to them. And these are not burdensome chains. On the contrary, I think their main ingredient is actually freedom. And by linking to these chains, we receive a benefit far greater than the one.
Well, exactly. I mean, you have a child to take care of them, and they take care of you. Everything is symbiotic in God's plan. You see the incredible, it's like all these atheists, mathematicians, genetic engineers, they finally, when they become masters, they go, God, there's a God. It all works so perfectly. And it couldn't just come together by itself.
And this is the story of Christmas. God gave his only beloved son so that we could have eternal life. And that is, of course, the greatest gift of all time. It's his story. It's the great drama of human existence. So when we celebrate the Advent this year, we should remember that nativity scene. We need to think about that form of gift love of God's grace, which is bestowed on every one of us, on his creation in the first instance, but to every single one of us as human beings. And then we can have a very blessed Christmas because we can celebrate the Christ Mass. I explained to somebody the other day that Christmas actually means, if you can believe this, Christ's Mass.
It does. It means the Mass of Christ's birth and death and risen.
That's it. Christ was born in Christmas. He had his ministry on earth for a short period of time. He died and ascended into heaven, and he takes us there as our final place. So you have to have the whole sweep of that story.
And if humanity makes it, we're going to the heavens. Ted Malik, incredible. It's all allegory. It's all there. It's all a transmission for us to survive if we take it. Thank you so much. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Terra Firma. Deep space. Two-thirds the way out. Spiral arm. Look away, galaxy.
The Republic. From enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to planet Earth in the desperate attempt of the species to get off-world. Ancient transmissions tell us if we accept the computers and merge with them, we will be destroyed forever. If we awaken to that program and move forward and are good people, we will go to heaven, to the stars. Ancients looked at that, didn't understand it, but now it makes crystal clear sense what we're dealing with. The heavens lie before us. Extended life, eternal life, unlimited energy, unlimited information. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. That's where we are. Knowledge all around us. We're going to go to Anthony Cumia, who hosts this hour with his CompoundMedia.com, doing a great job. But I wanted to hit this piece that's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Leftist students rip down racist Kate Stanley memorial posters. You know, I literally got heart palpitations, and I've never had those before. Last couple weeks ago when Owen Schroyer went downtown and men with guns, not guns operating their free speech or their Second Amendment, but men with guns said, you're not going to the Capitol rally, and then blocked him and attacked him with clubs. And, you know, he's like a patriot. He's like, man, oh, they hit me with clubs, would let me in, not a big deal. Hey, you guys are idiots. But he was assaulted. And the Antifa wouldn't let him get in for a Kate Stanley memorial for this poor, beautiful young woman. I'd love her if she's black, Hispanic, whatever. Shot in the back with her father. She had dreams, too. And you've got this guy who's been deported 5 times. It's like the railway killer. He was deported, I forget, like 15 times. I think he killed like 40-something people. All of them were Hispanic, by the way. It's not that Hispanics are serial killers or have a higher innocence of crime. It's that they can go to any country they want, and governments just let them in because of this globalist operation to open up the Americas. So this literal lunatic shoots her in the back, and then the jury won't even convict him of manslaughter, which would just mean he didn't know he killed her, but still you're liable. 7 years in jail, California. It's like that in most states. Served like 3 years, maybe two. If you're good behavior, maybe one. You know, federal, you serve 90%. State, you serve like a third, a half. There's video at the college where somebody put up, I had dreams too. And again, she's a white lady. I think she has some Hispanics in her family. It doesn't matter. Hispanics are a mix of white folks and natives and Spanish bloods of some North African. Doesn't matter. We're all humans. Beautiful. The Spanish women, all of them are beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. I love everybody. The point is that she gets killed out with her daddy eating a snow cone, and the left can't even send the jerk whacked out of a mentally ill, put him in a mental institution. They won't do anything. And they say 19 people run over. One of them they say is basically dead, brain dead. And they won't even say it's a Muslim. They go, well, it's ISIS, but it's mentally ill. Yeah, the Nazis were mentally ill. Humans go into these weird things. You can say other cultures were mentally ill. So they kill her, and then we got video at the university where they won't even let them put up signs. They could put up every other sign they want, kill the cops, you name it. That's in the article. But you can't put up a sign just saying she had dreams too. Leftist students rip down racist Kate Stanley memorial posters because, see, they're scared of a martyr. And my own reporters in Austin can't go to a rally for her that was, by the way, black, Hispanic, everybody, you name it. Nobody, let me tell you something. You try to go to a patriot meeting if you're some white supremacist, we'll kick your ass. And you have your free speech. I'm not doing this because I hate black people or anybody else. I'm doing this because I want justice. And the left is so evil as like a union, as like a system, that they will defend anything as long as they're white, which again is using race culture, which is very primitive and very bad. We're fighting Nazism, which means we're fighting this. The Nazis were a race culture. It works. We're primitive. We'll do it. Well, they got the whites in. I'm not defending leftists to say this, but it's mainly white people that are engaging in race baiting to minority groups, trying to get them to be racist. And they got some blacks to do it, and I guess a small minority of Hispanics, but I don't want to bash white people, but it's mainly white people. You name it, Jewish, German, whatever background, to push this. And you read what the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, put out. It is the most classic racist crap you've ever seen. And so now this dead woman, people can't have a rally in Austin for him. You can't hand up signs in San Francisco. Conservative students continue mourning the death of Kate Stanley, the woman murdered by an illegal alien, given sanctuary. And I remember, most of his victims were Hispanic. I'm not just saying that to virtue signal. That's who's being hurt. People say, oh, thank you for caring about a Hispanic person or a black. I care about everybody, folks, because I got feelings. In San Francisco, a leftist student continues to be triggered by her memory, and they again pull down the posters saying it's racist. So here they are, anti-free speech. Here's the video.
Oh, you guys got a problem with the posters?
Huh?
You guys got a problem with the posters?
Yes.
And what would that be?
The problem was by saying she had dreams too. You're putting quite a racist viewpoint.
Ooh, dreams are racist now, huh?
These are white women.
You know what? I'm not going to have this conversation with you if you're going to have that kind of tone, so.
Oh, my tone's racist now, too, isn't it?
You don't want to have a conversation in the first place. You'd rather tear down posters.
These are women that the state is their man. So they take down her picture. And notice the jury, most mainly a white jury, they had to say, we will not put a Hispanic man in jail because she's white. If he'd have been Hispanic, he'd have gone to prison. Because they can't ever say their policies are wrong. And then they have to take her picture now. So she had dreams too. And she's dead. She's in a coffin. She's a skeleton now. And, you know, you're not going to hear one activist. You're not going to hear those liberal white women that want to just act like they're on this big jihad and they live in this little fantasy land university where they can do this. Probably, but they both look like professors or assistant professors. Most of the Antifa is. Did they say, hey, Hispanics, I hate that word, it's just people. You shouldn't take Gardasil. It sterilizes and reduces fertility massively. Here's the studies. And they, in Mexico, tied IMF and World Bank money, billions of dollars, to giving Hispanic women Gardasil. And then it sterilizes them. It reduces their fertility. It doesn't completely sterilize them. It's statistical. But it reduces it. And then I have people go, hey, man, I've had this a few times, like, not with white people even, but it's like they go, hey, if you're worried about all the Mexicans or whatever, why are you? They're just people. I'm not going to put with Mexicans being racist against me. Don't like me because I'm, quote, white. Even though I'm part Native American, I can say statistically, you know, I'm Hispanic. That's all that means. I don't want them to get screwed. Me, nobody. I just want a future together. We can all, by the time we reach 50 light years from here, we'll all just be basically a nice medium brown color. Folks, we're probably going to blow the planet up. But let me tell you, right now, God gives us a choice. I think it's 50-50 where we blow the whole planet up. And, you know, God will just start back over again. But God Almighty, God almighty, if I heard one Mitchell or Raza group say don't take the Gardasil shot, I'd say maybe Mitchell and Raza is a good group, but they don't because they're bought and paid for. They want to make you dumb racist to control you and run your life. Anthony Cumia takes over after this break, CompoundMedia.com. I appreciate him sitting there for 10 minutes while I've been ranting, but this is truly sick and evil. He's got his whole raft of stuff. It's always better than what I cover, so get ready, CompoundMedia.com. Free shipping is going to end very soon. 50% off a Micro ZX back in. That's how we fund ourselves. They cut off all our sponsors and everything else, like they fired Cumia off XM, the top show, but you came and funded us, so fund us, fund Compound Media, and we'll continue to move on. But without you, we are nothing. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Great job, crew. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. But David Knight's on in the morning, 8 a.m. We got Owen Schroer coming up in about 45 minutes. But right now, Anthony Cumia, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank Alex Jones, of course. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody over there, over here at InfoWars. I was listening to Alex before this. For the past probably a half hour. My God. The Kate Steinle debacle over there in California, it's heart-wrenching and infuriating. Just the sheer anger that you feel looking at something like this from beginning to end. The second we heard that she was murdered, right there in front of her dad. I mean, just a beautiful, creative, contributing member of society. And it's rare that we see that in the news, that there's people that actually are doing something and have a family structure. She's out with her dad. How much more American can you get? Just a dad out with his daughter, beautiful day out by the water. It's just such an affront to everything that we hold dear to us in this country. And her life is snuffed out by someone that shouldn't even have been in this country. It's so easy to see. It's so simple for any rational human being to see the good and the bad in this, the right and the wrong, the just and the unjust that we see in this entire story from the moment she was killed until this very second. It's not difficult for somebody that has a rational thought process to see what's wrong here. Yet, he's not convicted of, like Alex said, even manslaughter. You pick up a gun and it accidentally discharges and goes into somebody. There's a pretty good case for manslaughter there. And that was the defense saying that's what happened, you know. And they don't even convict him of that. Based on what? Evidence? No. It's based on a thought process and a system over there in California, and especially the Bay Area, that says that that woman's life was not worth as much as the life of somebody who was deported 5 times. Obviously a criminal, and they let him go because of that. This was based on race and culture and social status, all of it. The idea of justice and weighing evidence and doling out punishment for crimes committed had nothing to do with the legal proceedings in this case. It was all politically motivated, all motivated by the liberal agenda in California and especially up there in the Bay Area. And we saw the result of that. Is the entire country like this? Thank God, no. But there are many areas in this country that are completely the opposite of what America is supposed to be about. And when we come around, we get around to Christmas time, which we are, the Christmas season, we get nostalgic and we start looking back to our youth and remembering what America was back then, what celebrating Christmas was, how much it was all about family and common values in this country, a common culture. The idea that we all know as Americans what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, that made this country the place that people did want to come to. Because the population of this country, for the most part, believe me, I know there's been lunatics and fringists in America since its inception. But overall, when you think back to America, you think back to a time when there was a common thread through its people, a pride. There's a pride in your nation, in living in a place that is so amazing that people die trying to get here. And that's what held it together. That's what held the country together, because no matter how different we are, and when they talk about diversity, it's our differences. But we need a common factor in there. And that's what made us Americans. And that common factor was a basic value system and an ideology that we all held dear. And when you look at a case like Kate Steinle and see that there is a portion of this country willing to throw all that away, they don't want to be a part of the commonality and thread throughout the American people that made this country a cohesive unit. Because no matter where you come from and what your culture is and what you brought from the land that you came from or that your ancestors came from to this country, the one thing that brought it all together, that made us enjoy different foods and different interests and activities, religions, was that we were all doing it here in this amazing country where we weren't supposed to be persecuted for those things and those ideas, where there was a distinction between good and bad and what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing in this country. That is really going to the wayside. And that's the thing that people like myself and Alex and so many other people that call themselves patriots, and to the laughter of certain people, when you say you're a patriot and you're proud of your country, people laugh at that and joke about it while the whole thing seems to be swirling down the toilet. It's because we have that. We remember that. We enjoyed it. I enjoy thinking back. And when you say make America great again, people laugh at that. Oh, Trump's little call sign. No, there was a greatness, and it had nothing to do with race or white supremacy. It had to do with that common thread that runs through us as Americans and always has, that ran through, that makes you do things for the greater good, Americans. And if we don't realize that very quickly, we're doomed as a once great nation. Going to be back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you, thank you. I got to tell you about Myco ZX. It's back in stock and 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Today, we're excited to announce that we've received new stock of our popular Myco ZX proprietary formula. To celebrate, we're dropping the price by 25% to help you experience its power, because we have thousands of listeners and Info Warriors on the waiting list for this product. We can be sure that it's going to run out again soon. Make sure you pick up a bottle right now. Myco ZX, formulated with a proprietary blend of potent botanicals and enzymes to support normal fungal detoxification by helping your body break down aggressive yeast and fungus. You can get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsStore.com. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and wildcrafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus in your body with MycoZX at InfoWarsStore.com before it sells out again with 25% off. Welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. This is my last broadcast here until the new year. So I want to talk a little bit about Christmas. I was saying just before that break, I get a bit nostalgic. I think everybody does when you think of Christmas. It's one of those times of the year when you reflect on your youth. It was such a big part of being a kid, your parents, family, friends, and you tend to remember all the good things when you think back and wax fantastic about days gone by. But I think it truly is one of those times a year where you do remember a lot of good things that actually happened. And I recall Christmas back, I guess it was the 70s. I can even remember late 60s. I do remember late 60s. Maybe first inklings of thought process of your pal Anthony was probably 67, 68. I remember things like the Apollo program and used to go to the gas station with my dad and they would give away these little lunar modules that you'd put together like a little model. And, oh, I loved that. I loved the space program and the pride it brought everyone here in the United States of America. Just those things from back then. And like I said before the break, when you say make America great again and people see hashtag MAGA and you get these people that laugh at it. Or call it racist or sexist. Oh, you want to go back to this time when people didn't have rights and people were being beaten in the streets and No. Every country, no matter how great it is, has had a period of time that people were being plagued by injustice. Doesn't matter how great the country was at the time, there were always problems. Nothing's perfect. And no one is talking about making America great again by returning to injustices and nightmares of civil rights infringements and whatnot. No, but when you say make America great again, you're talking about a greatness of the people of this country. And what I said before about a cohesive people. Not everyone thinking the same, but just having a common thread of being American and being proud of being American and who you are, your culture, your background, everything that your ancestors brought here is part of what makes this country America. And I'm thinking back at Christmas, and I remember coming into New York City as a kid during Christmas with my family. And it was just an amazing thing, the way the city is decorated. And no matter how repulsive New York can be, there tended to be this niceness that went along with it. People were in there from the suburbs just seeing what New York City was like at Christmas time. Very romantic. It's been portrayed in so many movies and whatnot. And then I walk around now, and I try to weigh some of the differences. Because as you know, Christmas in certain parts of the country is a bad word. It's not inclusive enough. It's racist. It's Islamophobic. It's so many terrible things. And as I say, when I hearken back to my youth, I just remember it as being great, being just an amazing time. You're off of school. You're going to get presents. Your family is there. There's a little bit more niceness in the streets. So I walk around now, and what do I see? I see soldiers with automatic weapons. I see cement barriers that are set up everywhere to protect people that are just trying to shop and walk around and enjoy the sights and see the tree here and celebrate Christmas. Signs everywhere. See something, say something. There's an overhanging threat, a black cloud hovering over Christmas now everywhere. And this isn't exclusive to New York. This is every city. London. You see these same barriers. And look, they paint them red and white like they're supposed to. Like they're supposed to be festive. This is a constant reminder that there are people out there and cultures out there that want us dead and want our traditions wiped from the face of the earth, including, yes, of course, Christmas. There's people in this very country that sympathize with that, that also want our traditions and cultures wiped away. When you used to come in to a big city and celebrate Christmas, at least like I said, when I was a kid back in the late 60s, early 70s, you only thought about Christmas and how much fun it was. And to walk around now and see the tree and the decorations and everything, it seemed to be, you still capture a little of that, but when you see men walking around, various branches of the military and the police forces walking around with automatic weapons, it's a constant reminder. And that's it's just a sad thing that we need to be constantly reminded, even at this time of year, that there are cultures that want to eliminate everything that we hold dear and that is a tradition. There you go. That's great. And that's a tradition to America. That one of the many traditions that we built this country on. And that separates us from other countries and other cultures. You hear liberals constantly saying, live and let live. Let's be tolerant. We must accept this and that. Well, why are traditional American traditions the thing that can be sacrificed with impunity? And the second you start defending them, you are either a racist or homophobic or Islamophobic, something, some kind of phobic or ist. When you're only defending traditions that you remember and that were great. When I think back to this country, the traditional Christmas with your family, going out on in the city and seeing all the amazing things as a kid. Can we get back to that? I have no idea. Be back in moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, bring it back, Christmas specials. Yes, time to get it before the end of the year. After our incredible Christmas special, we're keeping these specials to help you get your gifts by the end of the year with free shipping in our store. You may not be able to get it before Christmas, but the great sales and the free shipping will help you end the year with a bang. Help support us, and as well as celebrating bringing back Christmas, bringing Christmas back to America today with these incredible specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All of these are with free shipping. Yes, Myco ZX back in stock, 25%. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Silver Bullet, 67% off. Brain Force plus 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Cell Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. All Super Blue products, 50% off. Secret 12, 50% off. All InfoWars Life Select products, 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force, 33% off. What is that? Proper products, 25% off. Carnivore and Floral Life, 33% off. All of these that I've just mentioned with free shipping and much, much more. Get your Christmas week specials now with free shipping
Absolutely. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com. Of course, the holiday season, Christmas time. And what would any Christmas be without the progressives trying to destroy our traditions? It is amazing. Christmas is a holiday that is just fair game. Fair game for anyone, any group that wants to trod upon it, trounce it, denounce it, twist it and turn it till it's barely recognizable to the offense of people that hold it dear as a tradition to them. But again, people that celebrate Christmas traditionally through the liberal left, what we've seen from progressives, are the most intolerant people. So intolerant. Yet, they happen to be the most tolerant people ever because no one's rioting when these people just trounce on our traditions. You don't see riots. You don't see people murdering or beating people in the streets because we've been offended by some of these things. I'm going to tell you a little story here, and I want you to insert Muhammad in here, or Islam, or any other religion, really. CNN was hyping a new children's book. Isn't that adorable? A children's book about Santa. This is great, right? We suppose there's supposed to be some sort of shock factor involved in learning there's a children's book called Santa's Husband, in which Santa is black and gay. But frankly, now that we're aware of it, we'd be more surprised if there wasn't such a thing. Would we? Would we be more surprised if there wasn't such a thing as Santa's husband, where Santa is black and gay? After seeing the gativity scene with two Josephs, the gativity scene, why do they always pick these Christianity? Whenever a group wants to crap all over a religion, it will always be Christianity and the traditional holidays and services, figures, religious figures of Christianity constantly. They are able to make Santa, Joseph, gay. Change their race. Make them gay. Which would be an affront to, oh my God. Could you imagine? Look, I don't know if this is proper to say, but just imagine you did Homo Hammond. Do you think that would fly? Do you think everyone involved with doing something like that would need to strap on Kevlar to go to work every day? Lest they be gunned down or blown up? I do. I absolutely do. You know why? Intolerance. We talk about, or the progressives talk about Christianity and Christmas and all of the holidays pretty much and our traditions and basic values of Christianity as being intolerant. Yet when our religion and our culture and value system gets crapped on, we just take it. We literally turn the other cheek, complain about it, talk about it. That is our right. That is our right. But do we take to the streets? Do we destroy property? Do we assault people? Do we murder people because of it? No, because we are tolerant. It's another one of these crazy backward world things that go on when you talk about progressives. It's just a grave intolerance going on. We all remember Charlie Hebdo. Oh, boy, were they in Dutch when they tried to talk about Islam. Yet Christianity can just be used and abused by people. The gativity scene. I've never heard of the gativity scene. And now I'm just hearing about Santa being gay and black. There it is. Is that the gaytivity scene? Now, any other religion, using any other religious figures in this way, I would say that that house would be in flames in no time. But they're able to do this. They practice their freedom of expression on their own property, and they get complaints. They get people like myself and other people in independent media that might criticize it. But no one's going over there and kicking it over or throwing a Molotov cocktail through their window, because the progressives' version of the most intolerant people are the most tolerant people. Topsy-turvy, backward world that we live in. I must talk quickly about Rosie O'Donnell, the giant gift that keeps giving. Rosie O'Donnell. She's lost her mind since Trump even said he was running for president. A few years back, her and Donald Trump were in a bit of a battle when he was still with The Apprentice. And she was so angry with Donald Trump's tax plan that looks like it will come to fruition, that she offered two senators $2 million each to vote no on it, to vote no. This is a crime. There it is. She promises even $2 million to Senator Susan Collins and $2 million to Senator Jake Flake to vote no on the tax bill. $2 million. Apparently, this is against 18 U.S. Code 201, criminalizing the attempt to bribery of federal officials by whoever. And apparently, you will be fined three times the amount of the bribe. So she could be fined $12 million and go to prison for doing this. She's insane. Much like the progressive left is insane. But I give her one pass, and it's like my good friend Michael Malice said on my show yesterday. Think about it. This is a guy that called her fat, called her a slob, said that if she doesn't watch her step, he will take her girlfriend away, and believe me, I can do it. Trump said all these things. Hilarious. Hilarious. That guy is now the president. Imagine somebody that is you have perceived as bullying you over the years and calling you horrible things. And not only do they get away with it, they become the leader of the free world. So I almost give Rosie O'Donnell a pass on her insanity. The rest of the left, I don't know what it is, self-destructive personality, what have you. But I really do hope some branch of the judicial system goes after Rosie O'Donnell for offering millions of dollars in bribery to senators to vote no on a bill that a legally elected president and Congress voted on. She's out of her mind. Thank you very much, InfoWars, Alex Jones. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time on InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to plow into all of this I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts,